From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Federal investigators are on the scene of a collapsed building in downtown Philadelphia, where first responders are searching this hour for anyone who may still be trapped in the rubble. NPR's Jeff Brady reports more than a dozen people were injured when the four-story building caved late this morning.
The building was being demolished. When the collapse happened, bricks rained down on a nearby thrift store. Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter says it's not clear how many people were in the store. High school senior Jordan McLaughlin says he was walking nearby and helped rescue several people trapped against a wall.
One lady had it sitting resting on her arm. part of the structure of the building. So we needed a couple of the guys that were there. We all lifted the thing and moved it, and then we helped pull the lady out.
The Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration says it's on site and investigating the accident. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Philadelphia.
President Obama is reshuffling his foreign policy team, beginning with his appointment of Susan Rice as National Security Advisor. The UN ambassador had high praise for the country's civil servants.
I admire the exemplary work done every day by our colleagues at State, Defense, the intelligence community, and across the government to make our nation more secure.
Rice replaces Tom Donilon, and former White House aide Samantha Power is nominated to succeed Rice as U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Power's nomination will require Senate approval, something Susan Rice will be spared this time around. Last year, she encountered heavy Republican resistance in her bid to become Secretary of State over controversial remarks she made about the nature of the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. In Iran, a funeral for a pro-reform Ayatollah turned into an impromptu opposition rally with chants against the country's Supreme Leader ringing out. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul that mourners call for the release of political prisoners and other reforms.
Ayatollah Jalaluddin Tahiri was a regular voice at Friday prayer sermons in Isfahan, one of Iran's largest cities. He was often critical of the clerical establishment, and videos that appear to be from his funeral show thousands of people chanting against the regime. Opposition websites said the mourners called for the release of Mir Hussein Mousavi and Mehdi Karoubi, both under house arrest. Presidential candidate Hassan Rouhani, who has criticized Iran's heavily securitized state, attended the funeral. Iranians go to the polls on June 14th. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
The Syrian army is declaring it has seized control of Qusair from the rebels in a statement read on state television today. The army says it has restored peace and security in the city near Lebanon's border. For about 3 weeks, Qusair was the site of fierce battles between the opposition and Syrian troops backed by Lebanese Hezbollah fighters. Before the close, Dow was down 217 points at 14,961. This is NPR. More than 1,100 people have paid their final respects to the late Senator Frank Lautenberg. Music filled the Park Avenue Synagogue in Manhattan, where 1,100 people pay tribute to the New Jersey lawmaker who passed away earlier this week. Senator Robert Menendez called his Democratic colleague a great man.
Frank Lautenberg tenaciously stood for justice, and his memory will be like a constellation showing us the way.
Lautenberg died Monday at the age of 89. Pope Francis is denouncing wasteful habits when so many people, he says, are hungry. NPR Sylvia Poggioli reports that the widening gap between rich and poor has become a recurrent theme of the new pontiff.
Speaking at his weekly general audience, Pope Francis told the crowd, "Our grandparents used to make a point of not throwing away leftover food. Consumerism," he added, "has made us accustomed to wasting food daily, and we are unable to see its real value. Throwing away food," the Pope said, "is like stealing from the table of those who are poor and hungry." The United Nations Food Agency says 1.3 billion tons of food, one-third of what is produced for human consumption, gets lost or wasted every year. Marking World Environment Day, Francis asked whether humanity is not exploiting and neglecting nature rather than cultivating and caring for the earth. And he said that what is in charge today is not the human person, but money. Money is in command. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Sharp decline in U.S. stocks before the close. Dow is off 217 points at 14,961. This is NPR News.